Caitlin Clark is the greatest college basketball player we have ever seen. Born in Iowa on January 22, 2002, Caitlin Clark has become a national phenomenon. We have never seen any women's athlete like her. And as a matter of fact, in the college game, we have not seen any athlete like her since Zion Williamson in the men's league. Now, Zion was never as good as Caitlin Clark. He had all the potential in the world, but he was never there. But the hype level was almost the same at that time for Zion Williamson. However, Caitlin Clark has took the collegiate game by storm. She's a two-time AP Player of the Year, a two-time Honda Sports Award winner, two-time John R. Wooden Award winner, a two-time Naismith College Player of the Year, two-time WSBWA National Player of the Year. It goes on and on. First, four-time first-team All-American. She is an absolute phenomenon. Three-time Don Stanley Award. I mean, the list goes on and on. There's so much talk about going to two national championships, dominating in each of the March Madnesses, giving more views to the women's game than the men's game. And there's nothing wrong with that, but she elevated college basketball. I mean, think about the last, since Zion Williams, since 2018, 2019. Think about where the collegiate game has been. Nobody talks much about basketball. Nobody watches the regular season. Nobody had a star that really stood out among others, and women and men. You know, we really looked by college basketball. And as Connecticut has gone back-to-back the first time since 1967 to do that and really have dominated their game, it doesn't really matter. Nobody really cared that much. I mean, it's special for them, but it wasn't special for the people. Everybody wants a star. We all want a star. She's one of the best basketball players I've ever seen, and she is the greatest college basketball player I've ever seen. Think about it, and I want you to think about this. She went up against LSU last year in the national championship. She went up against South Carolina this year in the national championship. Both teams have been on top for women's basketball every single year. Dawn Stanley has South Carolina up there every single year. LSU has been in the top three every single year. These two teams are dominant together. They have a whole bunch of stars on their teams. They pretty much dominate the entire game. This one girl from Iowa. And Iowa, listen, they don't have a bad team, but it's not a great team. Does Iowa get anywhere without Caitlin Clark? Do they reach the national championship? No. Do they win the Big Ten championship? No. Do they get anywhere like that without her? No. She went up by herself, really, and took two Iowa teams, to the national championship versus LSU and South Carolina. She goes to that first championship. LSU dominates. Too many people. It was a failure, but she played a good game. It just wasn't enough. Then coming in this year, what does she do? She matches up against LSU again, and she dominates. She puts on a show. Like, everybody thought she would collapse again because they thought, you know, LSU has more talent, right? LSU, I mean, there's too much talent, right? Somebody's going to have to stop her. She is the Steph Curry of college basketball. She is Larry Bird at Indiana State University all those years ago when he played Magic Johnson at Michigan State in the national championship. That is what she is. She's taken on juggernauts by herself and almost winning games by herself. Against South Carolina in the national championship, she came out real strong, dominating the game. Nobody thought that South Carolina was going to get dominated really in the first half by Iowa or Caitlin Clark, but she did. In the South Carolina game, she dropped 30 points. She had 5 of 13 from 3. She had 5 assists, 8 rebounds. She dropped 30 points. There wasn't one player on Iowa's bench that dropped a point. 6 players on Iowa's bench dropped 0 points. South Carolina, Cardosa dropped 15. Johnson off the bench dropped 19. It was a career high for her. She's a freshman. Iowa could have won the game if they had just scored any bench points. If somebody on the bench would have actually just helped Caitlin Clark, they would have won. Now listen, Caitlin Clark has taken the college game by storm, and everybody loves the college game because of Caitlin Clark. Now she's going away. She's going to the WNBA, which I think she'll change the WNBA forever. She'll be the greatest WNBA player we've ever seen. I know there's a lot of WNBA stars who have won championships, who have been around for a while, but nobody's ever had the hype that she has. She puts her ego out there, and everybody knows it. She's the best player on the floor, and everybody knows it. Nobody else in that, and at least the WNBA or the collegiate game, has done what she's done. She will change the WNBA forever. And I hope so, because the NBA as a whole, at least the professional league, is not very fun to watch. Which is now going to make everybody sad because she's leaving the collegiate game. Is the collegiate game going to get hurt because of the viewership? Is anybody going to watch the collegiate game? I mean, obviously there'll be people watching it, but is it going to have the amount of hype and the amount of viewership and the amount of excitement that it's had? Probably not. Plus with the NIL, it's been horrible. That's another thing to talk about. She's going to make more money on like deals with Nike and all them, all her sponsorships, than she will in the WNBA. She's like going to make $76,000 for Caitlin Clark, which is ridiculous. So you know all her sponsors are going to drop her a bag. She'll be the highest paid WNBA player ever. She's just going to bring the viewership. People are going to watch her. That's what people got to understand. So for a WNBA, there's a lot of great players. I know that. There's a lot of players who have won. None of them brings the hype that she brings. None of them bring the amount of excitement and the viewership that she can bring. She's a game changer now. And I can't wait to see her future. And I feel sorry for the collegiate game because it's going to hurt. But I hope she rises the WNBA to the top. I hope we keep seeing her. I hope she wins multiple championships in the WNBA. Caitlin Clark, thank you for what you did to the collegiate game. Can't wait to see you in the pros.